Hi, this is Nathan W. Bingham, host of Renewing Your Mind, and I want to invite you to join us in Orlando for our Ligonier National Conference. Beginning May 23rd, Christians from around the world will gather to hear biblical teaching and enjoy fellowship together. This year's theme is The Way, the Truth, and the Life. Over 3 days, we'll focus on the person and work of Jesus Christ. To learn more and register, visit ligonier.org/2024.
Welcome to 5 Minutes in Church History, hosted by Dr. Stephen Nichols, where we take a little break from the present to go exploring the past. Travel back in time as we look at the people, events, and even the places that have shaped the story of Christianity. This is our story, our family history. Let's get started.
Welcome back to another episode of 5 Minutes in Church History. On this episode, we're going to be talking about a church. This is the Archbasilica St. John Lateran's Church. This church is in Rome. It was built over a military fort that had been built in 193 AD. After the Battle of Mulvian Bridge, the fort was demolished by Constantine's troops. And a few years later, in 313, Constantine gave the site to the Bishop of Rome. And the rest is, well, history. One of the many wonders that this church has is an Egyptian obelisk. It was originally at the Temple of Karnak at Thebes, and it was built by the pharaoh Thutmose IV. Constantine claimed it as he made his way through Egypt, and he sent it back to Rome. Actually, he had intended it to go to Constantinople, but his son wasn't paying that much attention when the orders were given, and instead, all 455 tons of it was loaded on a ship and sent to Rome. In the 350s, it was set up outside of the Circus Maximus, and over the centuries, it just sort of fell into the ground and was buried. Eventually, it was dug up, and in 1588, it was installed in front of the Lateran Church. This church also has a significant set of sculptures, a dozen sculptures of the original 12 disciples. It also has a statue of Moses. It has that statue of Moses with the horns coming out of his head. Just a little explanation in case you've ever seen that. That was a mistranslation by Jerome. As Moses came off of the mountain receiving the Ten Commandments, the text says that his face shone. Jerome mistranslated the Hebrew there and said that he came off of the mountain and his head had horns. And so throughout the Renaissance and the Middle Ages, all these depictions of Moses have him with horns on his head. But the piece at the St. John's Lateran Church that is the most interesting to me are the steps called the Scala Sancta. These are the sacred steps. These steps were in Jerusalem. These were Pilate's steps that Jesus climbed as he went to face his trial before Pilate on the eve of his death and the event of his resurrection. Constantine's mother, Helena, was a very devout Christian, and Constantine had significant resources at his disposal, as can be seen in bringing the 455-ton obelisk to Rome. Well, Constantine also had these steps, the Sancta Scala, constructed, labeled, put on a ship, and shipped from Jerusalem all the way to Rome, and then reconstructed there at the St. John's Lateran Church. When Luther made his pilgrimage to Rome in 1510, he went to St. John's Lateran Church. St. Peter's Basilica was just being built. Remember, it's at this time that Michelangelo was actually painting the ceiling of the Sistine Chapel. And eventually, the focus is going to shift off of the Lateran Church and over to St. Peter's Basilica as the main church of the Roman Catholic Communion. But in Luther's day, it was St. John Lateran's church, and he goes there like all the pilgrims who had come to Rome that century and for the centuries before, and he would get on his knees and he would go up and down these steps on his knees. It was said that at various steps, you could almost look and see, as it were, the blood, the drops of blood of Christ there on the step. And if you stopped there and prayed the rosary, well, so many extra years would be taken off of purgatory, or you could even free one of your relatives from purgatory. This was the tradition. And there's Luther going up and down on these steps. And when he gets to the top of the steps, He is utterly disillusioned with his church, and all he can say is simply mumble to himself, "Who knows if this is true?" I'm sorry to leave Luther there on the steps of the Sancta Scala in 1510, but we'll know how the story ends, and we'll come back to it sometime. I'm Steve Nichols. Thanks for joining us for 5 Minutes in Church History.